This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Well, good morning, everybody, and happy February. This is Rich Sheeben from Montana. And I'm going to be broadcasting with Dr. Norm Shealy today. Dr. Shealy, are you with us?
I am here.
Awesome. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Rich. Sorry I missed you last Monday.
No, I heard you guys had some flash flooding down there.
Well, interestingly, I was going just past such a thing. There was a roadblock. They pushed the block aside and motioned me to come through. As I came through, somebody came out of a side road and bashed into my car. I wasn't hurt, but the car is badly damaged.
Oh, wow.
It took up the day.
I hope there was witnesses there to prove that it was not your fault.
Oh, yeah, it was clear. I was going about 5 miles an hour. They must have been going about 40 miles an hour.
Oh, man. Well, you're very lucky that you're not hurt.
I am, but it's where we are.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of stress, one of the questions I want to have you discuss today or address is all these unit of measures of despair, the depression, the anxiety, the suicide, the obesity, the drug overdose. I mean, it's on and on and on. And the blue light laziness, you know, where people are just stuck in front of their computers and televisions and not out going outside and creating adventures for themselves. You know, it's very sad. But Dr. Shealy, before I start picking your brain, I want to make a few announcements, please. First of all, I want to thank Jason in Minnesota for engineering the broadcast. We really appreciate that. And Vince wanted me to mention a couple of things real quick, especially regarding the blizzard in the Northeast. He wants the class to make sure that they loosen their frozen windshield wipers from the windshield before starting their engine in case the wiper is on. You know, Vince, Dr. Shealy, you know, basically, since you mentioned cars, that's just one of his favorite things. So he wants to make sure that the damage to the wiper linkage and the motor does not occur. And he also wanted me to share with him that he will be solo talking about tips from his non-published book regarding home and automobile tips. And he's going to be doing the same thing on Thursday, being solo, talking about tips from the books and automotive tips. You know, Vince loves anything to do with cars. And Friday, he's going to be on with Kathy and Bert, two different hours. So that is Vince's itinerary. So I wanted to share that with the class. And Dr. Shealy, since, you know, we were talking about, you said that's the way things are today. And, you know, I mentioned all these unit of measures of despair. Is there, besides going the pharmacological route, besides, because you've made it very clear many times that when you get diagnosed with an acute disease and it turns chronic, after 6 months taking a drug, a synthetic drug, it basically starts deteriorating or killing you. So what can people do, maybe with food? Maybe is there certain types of food that can give energy? And not, I don't mean short-term energy like immunosuppressants like sugar. But what can people do naturally to fight these unit of measures of despair and gain more energy? Is there any home remedy, common sense, logical thing people can do, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the simplest dietary help for depression is a combination of tryptophan, amino acid tryptophan with at least a good amount, 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams of B-complex, and a tiny bit of lithium orotate, 10 to 20 milligrams for an adult. That I've used to treat mild to moderate at the most depression for many years.
Okay, and what kind of results have you seen with that, Dr. Shuey?
Excellent. I gave a talk on that at the DeBakey conference back in the 70s. It was picked up by the National Enquirer, and within 24 hours, the country was sold out of tryptophan.
Oh, well, that, at least people are listening in some
yep.
in some respects. That's great. Dr. Shuey, regarding, from a layperson's perspective, we're seeing, like when I was a kid growing up in the 60s and 70s, you didn't hear of childhood cancer. It was so rare. Now there's that, there's immune disorders, there's neurological disorders. I don't mean just autism and things. I mean, there's so many, there's a whole long list. If I had to ask a question regarding the ratio of cause and diagnosis relation, and this is a multifaceted question, I want you to answer it the way you see fit. But talking about childhood cancer, immune disorders, and neurological disorders, and that ratio of cause diagnosis between pollution, fluoride in the water, all contaminants in water and food, GMOs, versus vaccines. If you had to separate the two, maybe in percentages, and even compare that to 60 years ago, how would you answer that question, Dr. Shuey?
I think that the number of vaccines that children receive today is responsible for about 50% of the increased problem. But the fluoride and other toxicities are also tremendously important. You can't really separate. Poison is poison.
Right. No, fluoride, I mean, it's often been main ingredient in rat poison. Even China labels it as a pesticide.
Yep.
You know, brain lesions, sterility, makes people docile.
it cuts the IQ an average of 10% in fluoridated water.
Wow. That is so scary, Dr. Shuey, not to mention all the synthetic drugs out there. What happened to, you look at the Nuremberg Code where we had to have consent to be experimented on. You look at the Geneva Convention, the Hippocratic Oath. Where has all this gone, Dr. Shuey? Does anything mean anything anymore?
Well, to be quite honest, no. For the last 9 months, I would say I do not trust any media, positive or negative. They both are unable to defend their points of view. You get exaggerations and extremes from everybody. On the other hand, there's no question in my mind that the entire fake-ademic, false-ademic, pseudo-ademic is the greatest nonsense in the history of the modern world.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. In fact, since you've kind of deviated in that direction, I do have some articles I want to discuss the scamdemic with you. Now, I totally agree that it is a vaccine, or pardon me, that there is a virus, but it's 1% virus. I'd always say it's 99% agenda to take away our freedoms, our liberties, our rights. And I'm going to mention a few articles here, Dr. Shuey. The first article is a cardiothoracic surgeon warns the FDA and Pfizer on immunological danger of COVID vaccines in recently convalescent and asymptomatic carriers. And I'm just going to read a couple of short paragraphs here. And this doctor, his last name is Nor Chasm. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but that's how it's hyphenetically appearing. And he talks about how he warns almost certain immunological prognostication that if viral antigens are present in the tissues of subjects who undergo vaccinations, the antigen-specific immune response triggered by the vaccine will target those tissues and cause tissue inflammation and damage. And he talks about the harm in elderly patients, especially with cardiovascular deaths regarding this COVID-19 vaccination, what's happening all across the world, Norway, Germany, UK, Gibraltar, the US. And he talks about how he cited research that's showing, in addition to the heart, ACE2 receptors, which are contributors, are also present in microvasculature of the brain, liver, and kidney. Now, I want you to explain what I just said and ACE2 receptors, and also explain the fact that don't vaccines mean specifically prepared antigen to give to be given to a person to provide immunity, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that's theoretically the purpose in the vaccine, to provide immunity to theoretically specific, more or less, viruses. On the other hand, what they actually do is disturb the immune system and damage the immune system, and therefore sometimes cause more trouble than they can help. I believe that the incidence of autism, especially, and many other hyperactivity aspects in children, is markedly related to the increased inflammation from multiple vaccines.
You know, and related to that, have you heard of Dr. Dolores Cahill, Dr. Shealy?
I know the name, but not personally.
She's a professor at Molecular Genetics School of Medicine in Dublin. And I'm going to basically quote some of her transcript. Okay, she's talking about the mRNA vaccines. And basically what it does is this gene therapy, which she's calling it, or medical device, is setting up autoimmune disease chronically.
Yeah.
So basically, that's a pretty big statement right there. And she also says, now that you've made yourself into a genetically modified organism, like, I can't read the whole transcript because it would take the whole broadcast. So I'm just reading certain things that I've read earlier. And so the immune system is meant to push the viruses or bacteria out. Now the autoimmune reaction is attacking your body low grade. And she says, now, months later, when you come across the virus that stimulates the immune system to get rid of the virus, when the immune system sees that you have viral problems in your own cells and organs, then about a week later, the adaptive immune system kicks in, the mechanism that makes specific long-term memory antibodies against a pathogen, and you go into organ failure. I'm reading this from her transcript.
I absolutely agree.
I mean, let me read a few more lines, Dr. Shealy. It's really eye-opening to see that so many people are taking these vaccines. Now, I got to tell you, too, Australia, France, and even Merck, the big pharmaceutical company, is saying that this stuff doesn't work, and they're stopping vaccine processes. But let me finish a couple more quotes, what she said in the transcript. Because your immune system is killing your own organs, those patients will represent a sepsis initially, then later you die of organ failure. If you have one or two comorbidities, the energy immune system requires will make the older person very tired and exhausted, and they don't have the capacity to survive if you have underlying conditions. I'm going to ask for your response to that, Dr. Shealy, in some detail, if you don't mind, when we get back after the break, please. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. We appreciate you being here, folks.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Heaven, broadcasting out of Montana. Pardon me if I'm out of breath. I just had to run up the stairs to get to the next segment. And Dr. Shealy, since we're on this topic again, I want to mention another article. Let me read a few lines from it. An investigation into the origin of COVID-19 has uncovered a final trail of evidence that directly links Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease to get unethical gain-of-function research on coronaviruses. Now, he basically denied all this, and he continued to gain these gain-of-functions or continued to pursue them secretly subcontracting it using our tax dollars, even though he's been doing it for over 10 years. And I have a picture here regarding it has Dr. Fauci, Melinda Gates, and Barack Obama at the Wuhan lab in 2015. And the text says, you mean this Dr. Fauci who was with Obama in 2015 in the Wuhan lab where they paid the lab $3.7 million for a bat project? And it's so unbelievable, Dr. Shealy, how they gaslight the public and say they're not doing it, but yet they're using our tax dollars to do all this to basically eliminate our rights and our freedoms and create and cover up crimes. And now it says in this article, Fauci and the criminal network is behind the whole COVID-19. Now, here we have also an article that Dr. Fauci was saying, I'm just going to paraphrase it real quick. He's saying now you should wear two masks, but now he says it doesn't make a difference. It's gotten to the point where it's comical. But
Fauci is one of the most evil men in the world. He and Bill Gates or Soros are the three most evil people in this country and in the world to some extent. Fauci sucks, and that's being kind.
But it's medical tyranny, Dr. Shealy. How do people get away with this?
Well, because the entire government now is filled with crooks. In my opinion, the entire federal government is filled with crooks and castrata. The Republicans for the last 4 years are just castrated. Nothing.
Yeah, it's almost surreal when I read these articles. You know, they're out there all over the place, but they think the American people is so dumb that they can't
are.
Understand. Wow, that's really
they
scary.
They have risen up to support Trump.
Yeah. You know, I have another article here. You mentioned about evil people. Here's an article that just came out. Peruvian court rules that Bill Gates, George Soros, since you mentioned him, and the Rockefeller family created the coronavirus pandemic.
I agree with that totally, and Rockefeller has been evil since the beginning of Rockefeller. He was behind the entire Flexner nonsense a century ago.
Yeah, wow, that's really a sad state. Now I did mention before the break, Dr. Shealy, that Australia, France, and even big old Merck, big pharmaceutical company Merck, are now saying that these vaccines don't work. They create harm. The virus mutates, even though it has, of course, a 99.7% survival rate, and that's with comorbidities. Do you think they're starting to back up when you see the lockdown, the studies showing lockdowns, the death rates are way more damaging than so-called COVID? When you see all this information about the fake PCR tests where they've created up to 97% false positives, do you think that now we see these countries and big pharmaceutical companies saying, uh-oh, there's too much evidence, too many people know, and we have to have a plausible liability plan. Do you think that they're backing down because of that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, I think they're whips, and I wouldn't trust them either.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why there's some regression on this plan. We'll be right back, folks.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington, after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. Seven people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
When Valentine's Day rolls around, remember, it's the thought that counts, as Valentine's spending is expected to decrease this year. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
America's birth rates are dropping. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Some people thought the extended lockdowns would bring a little baby boom. The opposite happened, with birth rates falling across the United States. Florida saw an 8% drop, with Ohio declining 7% and Arizona sliding 5%. Demographer Lyman Stone wasn't surprised. He says lockdowns communicate worry and a negative outlook on society, which motivates pessimism about fertility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben, broadcasting from Montana. I'm interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I know part of my question was kind of interrupted at the end with the break. Did you have any comments on expanding your answer regarding what I said before the break?
Well, you know, again, to me, for the last now 10 months, nothing in the media has been accurate or truthful. And that, I mean, I get scores of emails every day that are absolute opposite one another. And when it comes from the leftistas, I don't believe a word of it. And in my opinion, the Republicans, especially those in Congress, have been without testosterone. That's the kindest way I could put it.
Yeah, well, that's why they're called, a lot of them are called rhinos and neocons, right?
Right.
And if you want a real accurate opinion of this virus, there's a post. It's been going viral all over the place. It might have started on beforeitsnews.com, but basically it has all these frontline doctors and physicians talking about the dangers of the vaccine and how this COVID-19 should not be a pandemic, especially a deadly pandemic. And I got it off of AnnaVonReitz.com. It's an hour video. I recommend you and your family listen to it. It's very informative. And that being said, I actually sent it to you, Dr. Sheely, either this morning or last night. I think I sent it last night. I'm sure you probably didn't have time to take a look at that. But let me ask you something. I'm also reading, Dr. Sheely, that the powers that be try to confuse people between in vitro and in vivo testing and vaccines. Can you tell people what that means, and have you seen this kind of discrepancy in order to fool the public?
Well, in vitro simply means in a test tube, and in vivo means in a live person. That's the simplest way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that they could actually be coming out with different data that's in vivo versus in vitro? I mean, if you're doing a test tube, could they literally skew the results, Dr. Sheely?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are different outcomes. They are different technology, different everything.
It's just like, propaganda and PR.
Exactly.
I mean, when you look at the money that goes into PR and ads and sales versus the money that goes into R&D, R&D really isn't even close. Isn't that correct, Dr. Sheely?
Absolutely.
Well, since we're you took us into this deviation, Dr. Sheely, I'm going to mention more articles, and I would love your comments. Next article, Wisconsin Senate overturns statewide mask mandate as Dr. Fauci doubles down on more masks. Now, we've talked about this before, Dr. Sheely, regarding the lack of efficacy and the creation of more hypoxia, bacterial pneumonia, and dentists are coming out now saying that they're seeing way more gum disease because the bacteria in the mouth is far more dangerous than any other bacteria in the body, and that's associated with heart attacks and strokes. Your comments, Dr. Sheely?
All true. That part is true.
So how can... I mean, is the American public really this dumbed down?
Right.
Everything
now,
that's true,
right,
that they feel the necessity. Even Dr. Rand Paul in the Senate is saying, we got to stop wearing masks. I mean,
97.3% of Americans are too stupid to be alive. And I say that because 97.3% of Americans are missing 1 to 5 of the absolutely essential health habits. Only 2.7% of Americans have the 5 basic health habits. That means the others are too stupid to be alive.
And what are some of those basic health habits, Dr. Sheely?
Well, at the top of the list is a normal body mass index of 18 to 24. 72% of Americans are fat. That is overweight.
Uh-huh.
No smoking. 22% of adults still smoke. Eating a minimum of 5 and up to 8 or 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. The average American gets 2.2. Exercising 30 minutes 5 days a week. 10% of Americans get that. 90% do not. Sleeping 7 or 8 hours every night. Well over 45% of Americans don't sleep adequately. I mean, so you put it all together, 97.3% are missing 1 to 5 of those absolutely essential common sense health habits. That means to me they're too stupid to be alive.
You know, when you look at all this evidence, like this next article here, the UK government admits that COVID vaccines are pointless and offer zero protection, not to mention the fact that they have resuscitation facilities at these vaccine centers, which should be a red flag. Never mind that it's admitted that it's an experimental vaccine that changes your DNA forever. Never mind that it reprograms your cells. Never mind that it compromises your immune system and it's an admitted bioweapon. So with all this, they still come out and say it's safe and effective, which is about as oxymoron as you can possibly get. So how can, I mean, if people are that dumb with all this evidence, with a so-called virus that has a 99.7% recovery rate, it's amazing to me, Dr. Shealy, how there can be any confusion about this at all.
Well, again, if you're confused about whether or not you should sleep or exercise or eat properly and all that kind of thing, how can you understand something this obtuse?
Now, do you think that the term cognitive dissonance is appropriate? I mean, when you look at humanity devolving into stupid, and it's pretty clear it's not really about the virus, it's more about control. And I think there's a saying out there somewhere, and I'm sure I'm going to paraphrase it, but a lie, when it reaches its full potential, or has reached its full potential, when asking questions and telling the truth about it becomes illegal. This is...
That is the joke of the year.
Yeah, I mean, common sense, logic, true value doesn't trump ignorance, corruption, manipulation, manufactured illusions, apathy. It's, wow. Sometimes it's hard to even address some of these behaviors and choices and lack of logic when there's so much evidence to show otherwise. Now, Dr. Shealy, here's another article. CNA, nursing home whistleblower, says seniors are dying, and I'm reading this. I'm not making this up, okay? I have to do my disclaimer, Dr. Shealy. When I mention articles, they're all published articles in the public domain. Some of them sound so treacherous, so treasonous, so seditious, so ridiculous that I have to say this disclaimer because some people may think I'm making this stuff up. Anyway, this nursing home whistleblower says seniors are dying like flies after the COVID injections. And she's telling everybody to speak out. Your comment, Dr. Shealy.
Well, I've seen that several times, and I agree. The more fragile you are, the more sensitive you are to poison. This is poison. I've said since the beginning, they will have to shoot me with a gun in order to get the vaccine into my body. That's how much I will resist it.
And here's a congressman who got the COVID shot twice and ends up with COVID. Now, from a medical standpoint, Dr. Shealy, how does that mean he had a low immune system to start with? Or how because they're really trying to suppress this information.
What it means is the stupid vaccine is no damn good. That's as explicit as I can make it.
Okay, these next two articles, again, are published articles in the public domain, but it's kind of the comedy relief of this segment. The first article is, a miracle! Only 23 Americans tested positive for flu last week compared to 14,000-plus cases reported last year at the same time. And the next article is, flu was almost wiped out, Dr. Shealy, at the lowest level in 130 years as seasonal virus plummets 95%. And we all know anybody who has any brain cells or common sense knows that COVID is wrapped up in a new acronym, PIC, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID, not to mention motorcycle accidents, gunshot wounds, So obviously a lot of these so-called disease states are lessening by 95% because they're all throwing it in the COVID category. Your comments, Dr. Shealy.
Rich, the entire thing is so fake, so false, so seriously evil. That's the kind of thing I could say about the fake academic. It is evil personified.
Now, I'm going to mention a few more articles here, then I'm going to go on to regular general questions, Dr. Shealy. Newsom, who's the governor of California, is hiding coronavirus data from the public while enforcing strict lockdowns. So this is, he's just telling people how to behave and how to, and he's taking away your freedoms, your liberty, your justice, but he's not telling you why. Next article, young nurse died within 48 hours of receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Oh, and the Canadian government, here's the next article, is detaining citizens from returning home from international travel at undisclosed secret quarantine facilities. Does that sound like Nazi Germany or USSR? And U.S. universities, Dr. Shu, I'm not making this up. These are all coming from articles right in front of me, are threatening to cut off students' internet access if they fail to comply with COVID restrictions. This is really scary stuff. And I don't know if you heard, the Cuomo regime undercounted the coronavirus nursing home deaths by 50%. If you or I did this, you'd be in jail for the rest of your life. And the next article is vitamin D, Dr. Shealy, could have prevented 90% of coronavirus deaths. What's your comment on that?
Well, I think they could, 90% could be prevented by taking adequate vitamin D3 and vitamin C. It's that simple.
Okay. And last article I have on COVID is that they're talking it's major damage to a man's testicles and a female's placenta. It's pretty obvious that infertility is one of their main objectives, Dr. Shealy.
The whole thing, I have to laugh and detach. It's the best I can do with the entire nonsense.
Yeah, I hear you, Dr. Shealy. And it's so hard. That's why mentioning these articles is so important, because it is half comical, but it is half criminal. We'll be right back with Dr. Shealy after the break, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Last segment of the first hour. I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, just a little since we were talking about how some of this news is actually comical as well as being criminal, which is a very unusual combination, but it seems to be the norm these days. I was reading an article since we were talking about the vaccine destroying the female's placenta and the male's testicles. There's almost a little bit of irony there because the U.S. government now says men can get pregnant. Your comments, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the U.S. government says you can pretend you're a woman even if you're not. So that tells you what I think about the United States government in one simple sentence.
It's a real shame that the PSYOP done by the powers that be have taken advantage of humanity the way it has. Don't you agree, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's absolute insanity to let a man walk around in a woman's clothes and pretend to be a woman in a woman's bathroom and that kind of nonsense. That is, well, crazy. But then most things the government does is crazy.
Yeah. It's amazing how they think they can fix between what's in between the ears by cutting off what's in between the legs.
Well, so, then you have to cut it off to walk around in women's clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's even more, well, the whole thing's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Dr. Shealy, let me start picking your brain a little further, if you don't mind. You talk about obesity and how important it is to stay fit and not be overweight, and 70% of Americans are obese or fat, which I don't know what the difference is by definition, but
overweight is a body mass index between 25 and 29. frankly, obese, which is truly fat as stink, is a body mass index of 30 or above. That requires 40 pounds or more above your ideal weight.
Okay, so besides exercise, besides getting a decent amount of sleep, regarding obesity, is there other behaviors with certain types of foods that people should consume, and should they take more nutrients via fluids in order to become less obese and more healthy? What do you recommend overall regarding that statement, Dr. Shealy?
Well, overall, avoid excess, and that's almost any carbohydrates. If a food is primarily carbohydrate, don't eat it. And that means wheat, sugar, Irish potatoes, and white rice. They are all junk food. All bought cereal is junk food. That's the top of the list.
Okay. Now, do you, you know, because you've been a physician for so long, do you feel that the HIPAA regulations are more to protect the establishment than the anonymity and privacy of the people, Dr. Shealy?
Well, our number one responsibility is to do no harm. And so any way you look at that, we have to make a decision, for instance, in everything that we do, is what we're doing safer than not doing it? And does the thing we're doing have more negative effects than positive effects? Those two things are really quite important. Now, at the top of my list is the article in July, JAMA 2000, which stated the number three cause of death in the United States is the medical profession, period, in the report.
Well, that tells me that there's going to be a lot less people going into hospitals, getting MRIs, getting CAT scans, getting X-rays. I mean, I feel that some people are so hypochondriac, paranoid-oriented, that some of these people get all these tests done on a sometimes several times a year basis. I mean, if you took these tests, don't we all have cancer cells in our body? I mean, aren't we all imperfect? If you took enough tests, you're going to eventually find something wrong with you, correct?
Well, of course. And according to oncologists, normal human beings, healthy human beings, produce cancer cells every day. But if their immune system is optimal, they destroy the cancer cells so they don't get rooted, so to speak.
Right. And regarding a cancer diagnosis, Dr. Dewey, what people, and you can answer this after the break, what percentage of people should get chemo/radiation, and which diagnosis of cancer should and should not? We'll be back with Dr. Norm Shealy after the top of the hour break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.